It's fine, but it is a bit low. I just thought I'd mention that. VE7AFF, Matt, you having fun? You still here? You're around. Go ahead. Okay, Matt has left us. Hopefully we'll have him next week. Going back over to the other side of the water, VE7NRC.
Sorry, was that VA7NRC?
No, that was UNRC, National Rifle Corporation.
Oh, yeah, VA7NRC. Okay, yeah, no, trying to get my headlamp to work here. It just keeps cycling through all the different modes. I can't get it to stop. I'm going to try charging it.
I did say echo. Well, of course, Rox would correct me anyway. He's always trying to spank me from that hill. Yeah, good stuff. What do you got, a problem with the headlight or something?
Yeah, it just keeps cycling through, it just keeps blinking, and then it turns off again. So, I'm going to try charging it.
Oh, got a ghost in that unit. You're going to have a seance going.
Yeah, how do I do my late night gardening? Anyway, need to plant some more lettuce. All right, Merlin, yeah, okay, well, we'll catch you next time around. Thanks for doing that tonight, VA7NRC. Happy field day, everybody.
Yeah, and you get out there and have some fun tomorrow. And good luck on those nighttime marijuana, lettuce that you're planting there. Okay, back to Mark for some fun, VA7XM.
VA7XM, thanks Merlin. I'll add a little 2 cents to the different licenses around the world. Keep in mind, different countries have different wants and needs. And I'll speak for this country. My opinion here is we're a massive landmass and a small population. You know, all of us talking right now are in the shadow of a fairly large city being Vancouver. But you get outside of that, and it's a massive landmass, and again, very few people. And the ability to communicate is paramount. So, you know, I would say for Canada, it's in our interest to make the ability to get on amateur radio less onerous than perhaps say in Japan, where the population is extremely dense. And probably not quite as necessary to have the ability to talk long range. So just imagine, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, maybe even north of 60, and you know what? You really need the ability for radio. So it stands to reason in my mind that both for the national interest and the public interest, we want as many people on the radio as possible. So you make it slightly difficult, not overly difficult, and here we are. Even the United States I would kind of lump in with Japan, maybe, you know, a much bigger population, smaller land mass, probably equal need for emergency communications, though. So, you know what? It's probably in their interest to make it a bit more complicated than it is here. So, to each their own. That's the final word on that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of good insight there in that. And, of course, when you brought up emergency communications, I watch on YouTube, you know, sometimes people will go through a swap meet and film, and the amount of equipment they have down there, my God. But also, they have a lot, I think they have a lot better emergency training and operation through training down there, because they go through hurricanes, they go through tornadoes, they go through the even right now, it's just devastating East Coast devastation as far as weather events and that. So, I have to put my hats off for them, because for us, even like in Vancouver, we have our little emergency preparedness things and the things that go on in clubs and that. But we don't get the skills and practice of real life on time experiences like those people do in the southern states and that.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Couldn't agree more. However, there's the asterisk, you know, picture people that are living out there, you know, their nearest town's 100, 200, 300 miles away. There's a lot of people out there, and you know what, for most of the world, a Canadian winter would be a traumatic and devastating event, and for most of Canada, it's just another day.
Well, true enough. Well, a lot of them, I know the, well, I remember I'm not going to bring it, HF, I was talking at a couple of stations in Texas, and the guy made a remark. He said, so how do you, what do you think of being our 51st state? I took a bit of offense to it, and I just kind of closed off the conversation and carried on. But, I don't know. If you I think you know this, too, on HF. You know, you go to our side, California, Utah, all around here, Nevada, what have you. Pretty civil about Canada, but some of those southern states there, they can be pretty nasty when you start having a conversation with them from Canada.
Well, not really my experience. I find damn near everyone I've talked to surprisingly enlightened about us. You know, I always thought nobody knew about Canada. I would say my percentile in pleasant conversations is way up in the 90% range. And there's plenty of people on this side of the line that can be jerks, too. So, you know, it comes all ways. And I'll just throw another little nugget out there. I'm one of the lucky few. I have the citizenship for the United States as well, born into that. And I choose to live here, but I go there as much as I can.
Yeah, and I agree with you in regards to that. I don't know, it's just the particular part of government they have at this moment just makes it, I don't know, it just seems to alienate a lot of good things as us as allies. So we'll leave it at that. I think America would be better with a different system there. So, anyway, either case, always try to be friendly to them. But like you say, every country in the world, we're just human. You know, we all make mistakes, and some of us are just arrogant. Simple as that. Maybe go up to 3,800 and above for some of those American 80-meter stations. You may get what I'm talking about.
I was listening to it the other night, and I changed the frequency.
Yeah. Apples and oranges. Good to have you on here, Mark. Ken, are you still here up in Queen Elizabeth Park, VA7KBM? Okay, he's left. Nice to have him. Make sure, Rocks, you put him on our database there. Moving along to VE7 Zulu Foxtrot Romeo. Yeah, everyone's getting excited. Kitty nap, socializing at those field day events already. Let's move along to KI7TOY. John, down there in wonderful United States, Whatcom County.
Greetings, Merlin. Thanks for running the net, and along with Ross, VE7ROX. Now, one comment to the gentleman going to Japan. I presume that he speaks Japanese, because otherwise you're just going to listen to mostly ham radio operators speaking Japanese. They do speak English there. My sister used to teach English in Japan about 30 years ago, for about a year. But anyway, my suggestion, if you're going to Japan, if you don't think you can transmit because you don't have one of those 60-day permits, is look up ham radio clubs to the destination you're going to, figure out when they have their meetings, email them. They'd love to have you as a guest from Canada and have them bring a radio to one of their meetings, and then you could talk to everybody and you'd be like a magnet and have them bring an HF radio. Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night, John. Say good night to the wife. That's a really actually good idea. And, you know, there you go. again, and see, there's so many different good ideals here. I was suggesting two of them, kind of an evil way of doing it, you know, where you got that app where if you're in different countries, you can use different servers from around the world of whatever country you're in. Well, that still allows you to use a internet server in Canada and just use the app that allows you to talk around the world on your cell phone, and just link up with a server in Canada and just start talking away on one of their repeaters there. But make sure your GPS is off on the cell phone.
Roger that. This is not your first rodeo, Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee.
Oh, good. I came up with a smart ideal. It's true. Actually, that, when you think about it, it kind of throws their rules out the window in some forms, because you're not really transmitting on a radio in their country. You're transmitting through an IRLP server from your country to their country. I'd be interested in regards to how many people have done that in Japan. I'm sure it's done all the time. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo, Z7ROX for June 26th. Oh, Lord. If there's a way, there's a way. For the TGIF net, been very interesting open discussion about a lot of related items. Rox, you want to see if we got some later miss?
Yeah, well, at least we got into double digits, grand total of 10. A couple of Fridays ago, I broke the all-time record. We got 25 check-ins, well over double, but that was then and this is now. So, CQ, CQ, CQ for the Friday TGIF net. Are there any out there looking to check in and get us up and over the 10 mark?
Nice and quiet. IRLP or All-Star, come now.
Yeah, we've had check-ins from England, California, Saskatchewan, far away places, but not so much tonight.
Which is a good thing, in a good way, because probably most of them are socializing, getting ready for tomorrow morning, the excitement at 11 o'clock, and of course breakfast in the morning, and some are in bed getting ready to travel to their local field day, or getting ready to be wide awake for their own radio gear and test it all out. It's all a great experience once of the year for newcomers and oldcomers. I still enjoy going out to field days and what have you. I've got many, many friends I've known for many, many years. And it is fun. It's a lot of fun. Okay, well, look, we're not going to just wear this all out and wind it all down here, or boo-hoo. We're going to thank everyone that did check in tonight, including me and Rox. That makes 12. It's not a baker's dozen, but it'll work really well. I'd like to close the TGIF net for tonight. We'd like to thank all 10 plus 2 ourselves for participating. And we'd also like to thank the BCFMCA for their use of the repeater. We'll close down the net, back to returning the repeater to normal operation, with a final thought that may your signals travel tomorrow. May you have a lot of fun socializing, meeting new friends, old friends, and just have a great time, because field day is the right time once a year. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo with VE7ROX, standing down and returning the repeater to normal use at 11:13 p.m. We'll see you guys next week, which will be, what's that, the 3rd of July. Good grief. Well, we'll talk after Canada Day. Everyone have a great night, and 7-3. Talk to you later, Rox. Big John. Big John. He's a big, big man with an antenna for a plan.
Who took up residence at the bottom of the mine. Like the sign said, at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man.
Well, you know what he was doing? He was doing LFF, you know, low-frequency communication to the submarines.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, they use frequencies way down at the bottom of the spectrum. Apparently it travels through water a lot better than the higher frequencies do. You know, like real low frequencies, 100 kilohertz, thereabouts. There's an amateur band down there, too, the 2200 meter band in the submarine part of the spectrum, way down low in the spectrum.
Yeah, well, if they used that, I think they could have saved Big Bad John.